There's a sister who, during the war years, had nothing to eat, and how God produced butter for her. Now, I would have been tempted to disbelieve that, but when God provided cabbage for my rabbit one Sunday morning, no one's ever explained that, but it happened. But anyway, the last testimony came from Elder Brooks, and I told you that I couldn't doubt that old gentleman, and he told how that he had taken his pocketbook. Now, I never use a pocketbook, but he took the lining out to see how much money there was, 37 cents. He thought maybe there was one more penny he could squeeze out. He couldn't. 37 cents. And then he put it back in his pocket. And then the bell rang, and the man came who had repaired his umbrella. And he wanted a dollar and a half. And of course, these people in Zion all knew that folks in the faith home lived by faith. So he didn't dare tell him he didn't have the money. He took that pocketbook out of his pocket, opened it, and took out a dollar and a half and paid the bill. He said he didn't dare look back into it. He closed it again, put it back in his pocket. And after a little while, somebody else came and wanted some more money, and the same thing happened.